Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roy and Brian have 2. Helen has 3.
Ooh.
Let's see. We flipped a coin. Brian has elected to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, President Trump praised the first responders who helped in the aftermath of the shooting in blank.
Las Vegas.
Right. On Monday, Facebook gave congressional investigators over 3,000 political ads purchased by groups linked to blank.
The Russia investigation?
Right. This week, House Republicans passed a bill seeking to ban blanks after 20 weeks.
Abortions?
Right. On Monday, it was revealed that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump had a third blank they used for government business.
Child?
No. Wouldn't put it by him. Private email account. On Monday, the Nobel Prize in Physics went to the three scientists responsible for detecting blanks in black holes.
White holes. No, gravitational anomalies?
Well, I'll give it to you, gravitational waves. On Wednesday, the Minnesota Lynx beat the Los Angeles Sparks to win their fourth blank championship.
WNBA.
You got it. This week, a Welsh rugby player had to miss a big game thanks to an injury he sustained while blanking.
Vegemite sandwich.
No. While trying to pet a lion on the head. Scott Baldwin is his name. He traveled with his Welsh rugby team to South Africa, where he visited a game preserve. While there, he ignored the guide's instructions, reached over a fence to try to pat the lion on the head like a little kitty cat. Understandably, the lion bit him, and he was rushed to the hospital, forcing him to miss the game. He had a pretty big wound on his hand. Doctors say that his injuries could have been much worse had he done something really dangerous, like playing rugby. Bill, how did Brian do in our quiz?
He did pretty well. 5 right, Brian. 10 more points, total of 12 for the lead.
All right. Pretty well, Brian.
All right.
Roy, you're up next, fill in the blank. This week, the National Weather Service warned that another blank could hit the U.S. this weekend.
Okay.
Right, on Thursday, protests broke out in Spain as a high court barred blank's independence referendum.
Catalonia.
Right, on Tuesday, President Trump expelled 15 diplomats from blank over the alleged use of a sonic weapon.
Cuba.
Right. On Sunday, city halls across Germany opened their doors to allow the country's first blank couples to legally wed.
Okay.
Yeah. A player on the Ivory Coast national soccer team is out for 2 months after he injured himself while blanking.
While kicking.
While faking an injury.
Wow.
This week, streaming service blank announced a rate hike for monthly subscribers.
Netflix.
Right. On Monday, iconic songwriter blank passed away at the age of 66.
Tom Petty.
Right. Police in Canada managed to apprehend 2 recently escaped inmates after tracking them to a blank.
To a another jail that they liked better.
You know, you're so close, I'm going to give it to you. They found the escaped inmates in an escape room.
Ah.
What?
All right.
Wow.
So these two inmates had escaped from the Edmonton Institution for Women on Monday, and they were found a day later when the police trailed them to an escape room. Now, if you haven't been to one, they're basically locked rooms. You pay to enter, and then you have to solve puzzles to get out.
Huh.
It's fun. Huh. But what kind of person gets out of prison and says, hey, you know, that was fun. We escaped from prison, but not challenging enough. Let's do it again, but as part of a team-building exercise.
But I bet they were really good at it.
They were like, we can nail this.
Yeah.
Bill, how did Roy do in our quiz?
He got 7 Ooh. Right. 14 more points,
wow.
Total of 16, right. Almost unreachable.
So how many then will Helen need to win?
So many.
So many.
7 she needs.
Oh, my God,
win.
Helen. Here we go. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court heard a challenge to partisan blanking.
Gerrymandering.
Right. This week, Trump announced plans to decertify the nuclear deal with blank.
Iran.
In an announcement on Tuesday, web giant blank revealed that all 3 billion of its users were affected by a 2013 data breach.
Yahoo.
Yes. On Sunday, former football star and definitely not a murderer, blank was released from prison in Nevada.
Oh, Jay Simpson.
Right. On Monday, GM announced that it was working towards an all-blank future for the company.
Electric.
Yes, all-electric. This week, Kazuo Ishiguro won the blank prize for literature.
Nobel.
Yay, yes. Police in Colorado Springs say that despite numerous calls from the public, the woman known only as blank remains unidentified and on the loose.
The electric stroller driver.
No, she's known and feared as the mad pooper. A few weeks ago, we told you the story of an unidentified woman who took time from her weekly jogs to do her business on these neighborhood lawns in Colorado Springs. And since then, the story has gained momentum, and now local police in Colorado Springs are begging the public to please stop calling in with tips related to the mad pooper. Please stop. The spokesman says that although she is not their main priority, she is their number two. And, of course, they say they are tracking her movements. Bill, did Helen do well enough to win?
She came so close. She needed 7. She got 6. Total of 15, but Roy wins with 15.
In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict, after the FDA's decision about love, what will be the next scandal involving granola. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations, and Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. The Pew Charitable Trust, presenting After the Fact, a new podcast from Pew that explores facts, numbers, and trends shaping the world. More information is available at pewtrust.org/afterthefact. And the Walton Family Foundation, working to prepare all students for a lifetime of opportunity by ensuring access to high-quality K-12 choices. More information is available at waltonk12.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions' Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks, our house manager is Tyler Green, our interns are Katie O'Reilly and Gianna Capadonna. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to the Revival Food Hall in downtown Chicago for feeding us. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills and Miles Dornbos. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Colin Miller. Public address announcer, that's Paul Friedman. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael CrossFit Dan.